Hello, people. Welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Heesh, and today we talk about football. Okay, people. Let me just go back again and talk a little bit more here about Pogba. Not really about him, but really about what you call them football punting. You know, football analysts. Some of those former players. Now, everybody knows exactly what I think about Paul Pogba being at Manchester United. You know, I've been calling out for Manchester United to let Pogba go for the past two seasons now. I mean, the guy I told you so many times, Juventus stole money from Manchester United. I've been saying that for such a long time. Now, that was very interesting to listen to Mikel Richard. You know, the man, you know, City, ex-City player. You know, he was commenting, obviously he was sitting on a Sky Sport box and with Gary Neville, and he was talking about Paul Pogba. So, I want you guys just to have or listen what he had to say about Paul Pogba.
So the player against him, he was absolutely incredible. So you could talk about the Van de Beek or Pogba, but you've got this asset, like, you have to use him when you're going in midweek in Champions League, and he's on the bench. I understand with his agent that wasn't the greatest thing to do before one of the biggest games for Man United, but I just, like, you've got the players there, and then, like, when you have them, you don't use them. Like, Pogba is one of the, not performance-wise, the last 2 years, talent-wise, was one of the big... They should be building the team, or should have been, building a team around Pogba.
Can we just stand still here on Paul Pogba?
Yes, we can.
Let's stand still. He doesn't want to play for Manchester United.
Micah,
his agent, who is his best friend, told us categorically he does not want to be here anymore.
Yeah, but that's unfair. It's unfair because of the fact that when he signed here, he wanted to be at Man. He didn't feel the love. It's all good. It's all, you know, us saying, oh, Pogba doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to. But at the end of the day, if he's not feeling love from the club, I'm not buying. Pogba's performances have not been good enough. I totally agree with everyone on that. But when you spend that much money on a player, you want to feel the love. They should.
What? What the hell is he talking about? You want to feel the love? Is that what we're talking about right now? As a football player, do you want to feel the love? Pogba want to feel the love. First thing first, that was Mikel Richard, obviously talking about, you know, Paul Pogba, and you can clearly tell he was not objective about the way he was talking about Pogba because his friends, those guys are friends. I don't know, but the way he was talking sounds like he had dinner at Pogba's house the day before. That's the way it sounds to me. This is unbelievable for him saying something like that. Crazy to me. He need to feel the love. Really? When you spend £90 million for a player, you get paid just around £250,000 a week. How much love do you need to play for your club? I mean, come on, people. This is nuts. And again, just to make sure, there was so much rubbish mentioned there because, you know, I don't want to play the whole clip of just if that's from Sky Sports. But I don't, you know, he mentioned at some point there that, oh, he played well for France. He has so much talent. I mean, how many years are we going to be talking about talent when we talk about Pogba? At some point, you have to deliver. At some point, you have to prove that you are one of the best players in the world. I haven't seen that for the past few seasons. I haven't seen that. I mean, since the guy signed, he had what we call moment. He had what we call highlight. He had moment. But everybody have moment in football. Everybody have moment in sport. It's all about consistency. Can you be consistent week in, week out? That's exactly what we've been asking. And especially with the fee or the money that we spend. What's wrong with that? This is the minimum we're asking after spending about £98 million for a player. I told you, people, I've been saying that for the past few years now. Juventus stole money from us. And Paul Pogba right now is stealing money from Manchester United. The only time he's doing a little bit of effort is maybe when he changed his hair color. That's the only time. But apart from that, he's stealing money from Manchester United. Now, his agent is out there talking about how, you know, Pogba need a change of club. He's saying Pogba is not happy. I understand that Pogba is not happy because everybody's blaming. But people, that's exactly what I've been saying for the past few weeks. Everybody, you heard us say, more is given, more is asked. You know, I give you £90 million, I need more from you. That's just simple. And I understand players will come and tell you that they don't talk about contract. You know, it's always about, you know, the clubs, they talk about that, they decide, and then he basically says, so I understand that, but at the same time, it comes with the structure. That's the way, it comes with the territory. You have the biggest contract, you get more money, you need to produce, you need to give the club a little bit more. And that's all we're asking for. And it's funny because every time people talk about Pogba and, you know, the defender, the people who are behind your fight for Pogba always talk about he has the talent. You know, when he play for France, he has Kante, he has Matuidi, he has Sissoko, he has Mendy. Let me tell you something, people. The French team has, I'll probably say, number one, the best defensive midfield player in the world. They've got all the best midfield player in the world, the French team. He doesn't have to do much when he plays for the French team. I know that for a fact. I watch the French game. I watch France all the time. Every time they play, I watch the game. He doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to do too much running. All he has to focus, you know, just go up front and do what he needs to do. It doesn't mean, you know, we did exactly the same thing because Mikel Richard was talking about, oh, we need to build around Pogba. We did. We bought a lot of defensive midfield players just to give that freedom for Pogba to play up front, obviously, with the striker. We did that. And on top of that, you know, we pay him no money. He's getting paid a lot of money. But how much love? I mean, Mikel Richard is talking about love we need to give to Paul Pogba. What type of love do we need to give there? I mean, come on, people. This is crazy to me. Let me tell you something. After a game on a Saturday or Sunday or Monday, whatever is that, when Paul Pogba got to the ATM machine and type his number, pin number there, trust me, every time you see the 0000000000000, that's love right there. That's love. I don't know what type of love he's looking for here. We're not going to give him any more love. That's love right there. This is a business we're talking about here. This is a business. There's no love. There's no love we're giving you. We pay you the money. But that means that we trust you, guys. We trust you to come in and bring the best out of you every Saturday, every Sunday, every Monday. And the rest of the training during the week, you have to do exactly the same thing. What type of love are you looking for here now? Come on! Remember, he was playing at the academy. And then, obviously, graduated to the senior team. He didn't want to stay there for long. He left. He went to Juventus. And then we went back and paid about £90 million just to have him back. What type of love are we talking about here? And for some, and again, I get pissed off all the time about those football pundits because sometimes they're very much objective because, you know, they can be sometimes, you know what I mean? But you can tell when they talk about friends, you know what I mean? When they talk about people that they hang about all the time, they cannot be objective. Now they come up with so many excuses. And you know what? For the first time, I've seen Gary Neville, obviously, standing still about Paul Pogba. He was pissed off about that. You can tell. But I have the same problem with Gary Neville when he talk about Mourinho, you know, playing the type of football he's playing for Tottenham. So those guys over there, depending who you're talking to, or depending the game they're talking about, they always have that funny way to talk about. You know, they can be objective, they can be subjective. I mean, it's just funny sometimes. But Mika, Mika Richard, I mean, he talked like the day before he had, I think he had a dinner with Paul Pogba. They had a dinner together. You can tell, you know, he wants love. For somebody to say that, he had a dinner with Paul Pogba, and Paul Pogba told him that, look, man, I know I'm getting paid, but those guys, they don't love me. They don't show me love. They don't show me love. And that's why he put it out there like that, just there. But that's crazy to me. What type of love? I mean, and again, I don't want to be here acting like, you know, those guys. I mean, to play at this level, people, you got to be good. And Paul Pogba is a professional. And what I mean about professional is he worked hard to get to that level, okay? You know, I have to acknowledge that. But, you know, to get to that level, to get to the Ronaldo, to the Messi, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Can you carry this team, you know, to the promised land? Are you the reason why we're winning games every weekend? Those are the questions we're asking. Those are the questions. That's it. This is why we pay top dollar, top pound money to get one of those players. Are you the reason we win games every weekend? When you're on the bench, when you're on the bench, are we crying out loud like to want you back again? This is why you have top player and then you have average player. And I don't think Pogba is right there, people. He's not a top player. He's not. He's not. At least not in this league. Not here in the Premier League. I think it's good if he goes back and play for Italy. Because they're too slow over there. I mean, you've got 40-year-old, you know, you've got 40-year-old, like, you know, goalkeeper. You've got 39-year-old defender back in Italy. I mean, the pace over there is too slow. He can play in Italy. It's very, very, very slow over there. But here in the Premier League, you got to be fit every weekend. This is tough here. It's a different type of ball game when you come down here in the Premier League. This is not a walk in the park here. You got to show what you made of every weekend. Every weekend. But he's not willing to work hard. Why? Because he's looking for love. What type of love? Are you not happy about that bank account that, you know, that money that we give you every week? Come on, man. This is crazy to me. And Mika Richard to come out with that nonsense. I mean, I don't know how Sky Sport go out there and pick those guys. You know, and I understand those guys play football before. I understand, you know, they've got their own point of view. They can talk about football. You know, they've done that, you know, pretty much since the age of 12, 13. No, I get that. I understand that. But you have to be objective about what you say on TV. Because you cannot lie to me. I'm a Man U fan. And I'm a fan. I love football in general. I'm not going to come out here and talk good about Manchester United when I know, you know, they're not playing well. I tell you people, I'm not here to tell you. No. I tell you exactly what I see. Because that's exactly what my audience is looking for from me. I'm not here to lie. I'm not here to make it look. No. When Manchester stink, I tell you Manchester United stink. I don't care. But I'm a fan. This is my club. But if they don't play well, I tell you they don't play well. That's it. And that's exactly what I do with every single club. And I expect that, obviously, for somebody like, you know, Mika Richard or Gary Neville or all those guys sitting on that Sky Sport box. They have to be objective. But right now, you get sometimes a week where everybody is pretty much, on point about what they say. And sometimes you're thinking, what the hell this guy is talking about? Is he having a meal or did he have a dinner with that player? That's why he's talking about him like that. You can tell. Those guys have friends in the media. That's why they're talking like that. And sometimes we cannot listen to that nonsense. And I'm going to come out here on the Slick Talk Show and put it out there and let them know, look, man, you got to stop all that nonsense or stay out of the TV. Because I got to listen all that nonsense while I'm watching my TV. And that's the reason why I get pissed off all the time. Especially with Pogba. Making noise with his agent, asking his way out of the team. Which I'm okay with because that's exactly what I've been asking for the past few years now. But at least I think now Manchester United now is working to figure out where it can go. If it can cash out, get some money out there, get that boy out of the team because we need people who are committed for Manchester United. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. Stay tuned and I speak to you again tomorrow. Good night.